All right.
Jingling, baby.
Yeah, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff while we're doing this. I'm working on my second cup of coffee, so you're probably going to hear me run to the bathroom at some point. Ed's working on his Red Bull over there, which I'm sure that meal you have over there is great for your fatty liver, I would imagine.
What do you mean, the bag of potato chips, the Take 5, and the Red Bull?
What is a Take 5, anyway?
It's the best thing ever. It's chocolate, peanut butter, caramel, pretzels, and everything else that's delicious.
Is that new, or am I just out of the loop on candy bars?
Oh, it's not new. It's been around for a while, but I've just discovered them.
Yeah?
They're delicious.
It looks good. I love chocolate and pretzels.
The reason you're going to hear all sorts of sounds is because we're broadcasting from Charlie's kitchen right now, the dining room. What's the address here?
I'm not telling the address. Now, like, I realized, what is this thing that I've got on my phone? It's called Layer, I think.
And I don't know, though. Your stupid phone has a million apps, and I bet you don't know what the three quarters of them do.
So it's called Layer, and one of the things that's in here is it'll go through your Twitter account and find all the people that are near you. So I hold it up and it's basically like a little, pulls up the camera and I point it in a certain direction. You see like the little radar thing in the top right hand corner,
right?
It'll tell me where people are as I like point it in that direction.
Now, just based on their location on Twitter where they say they're from,
I don't know if it's that or if it's enable like the geotagging or whatever.
Technically, yeah, if I had geotagging on my Twitter, should be able to see
me
across the table.
Theoretically. Yeah, no, it's not you.
No, you can't even see me through the camera either.
Well, I know I can see you through the camera, right? Definitely, but you're coming up as a pretty decent looking Hispanic girl. That's definitely not you.
I could be a decent looking Hispanic girl. Have you seen these legs?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
It's funny that you bring up your cell phone, though, because I sent you something the other day that you're a phone nerd and a photographer.
True.
And this comes out of the Globe. It's a few days old, but you know what? You people don't keep up on the news any more than I do. I guess officers have taken umbrage.
Police officers?
Yes. When witnesses decide to videotape their arrests of other people.
Okay.
So, drunk dude gets in a scuffle with another drunk dude. Officers come in. Witnesses seem to think that officers are maybe being a little heavy-handed.
Sure.
So they whip out their cell phones.
Yeah.
Those who are whipping out their cell phones, a few of them have found themselves charged with illegal surveillance. Which I don't really understand. I'm no lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
What's your wife opening right now?
What you got over there, honey?
Oh, fried garlic.
Ooh.
I like garlic. They're charged with illegal surveillance, but my feeling is, I'm no lawyer, but if it's in a public place and the officers are acting in public, it's not illegal surveillance. So these are BS charges that people are throwing around.
Well, I wonder what, I guess illegal surveillance would be taking your telephoto lens and shooting through somebody's window into their private space. But if this is it's a public street, it's a public sidewalk.
Yeah, this comes from Boston.com. A police spokeswoman rejected the notion that police are abusing the law to block citizen oversight, saying the department trains officers about the wiretap law. If an individual is inappropriately interfering with an arrest that could cause harm to an officer or another individual, an officer's primary responsibility is to ensure the safety of the situation. I don't even know what that means. Regardless,
how could taking a camera phone out and videotaping something interfere with that arrest?
So I guess in 1968, Mass became a two-party consent state. One of 12 in the country means that all parties to a conversation must agree to be recorded on a phone or other device. Otherwise, the recording of that is illegal.
It's wiretapping. That's
right.
What that is.
From
1968.
But they're using that audio device portion
to
get people for the video.
I got you.
So if you mute whatever your microphone is while you're watching cops beat the crap out of someone unnecessarily, then I think you might be in the clear, because I think when they arrested someone, they asked if one of the officers asked me whether my phone had audio recording capabilities.
So did they actually arrest someone for this recently?
Two people. This guy, Simon Gilk, who's a lawyer. Let's see how that goes. He saw three police officers trying to get a plastic bag out of some teenager's mouth. Gilk thought it was a little excessive for a drug arrest, and he pulled out his cell phone and began recording. So he was charged with illegal electronic surveillance, and then John Surmox was found in the same situation. So I guess the thing is to mute your microphone when you're going to do
it. Just cover it up.
This also stems to officers in areas like around airports or public or government buildings going after photographers. And you're a camera nerd. You like pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of paparazzo laws, and especially California is really heavy-handed about where you can take pictures of people when the ambush journalism. You can't barge into a restaurant and try to interview somebody anymore. When they walk out onto the street, out of the sidewalk, they're fair game.
But I've read plenty of stories about, you know, just tourists or professional photographers taking pictures of, say, a playground, and then being accosted by parents and or police who were brought there by the parents because they're being accused of being pedophiles because they're taking pictures of kids.
Mm-hmm.
None of these kids are readily available. These people don't give an S about your stupid kids. They're just taking a picture of a playground for a picture, or they're taking a picture of a government building.
Yeah, government buildings, power plants, airports. Airports have really tightened up.
I just feel like it's kind of just gone too far. Really, is the cracker in the Bruins hat gonna be the one to blow it up?
And it goes the other way. You know, how many government facilities do we walk into on a daily basis that have cameras everywhere?
And you need some WD-40 on those hinges. I don't know what's going on.
It's the drawers. They're fine.
Well, do something about that, would you? What kind of homeowner are you?
if we could be surveilled in, you know, any place of business anywhere we go. You know, why can't we do the surveilling ourselves?
I'm absolutely all about it. And I'm not saying that all cops are bad, all cops are abusive, but, you know, it's like anything. You're going to meet a jerk in any... I got to clean it up because there's children around.
Yeah, they're in the other room. They're watching TV.
You're going to run into jerks in any job you have. There's always someone who abuses their power, abuses their authority, and they got to be held accountable. So, like, telling people that they're in trouble for videotaping some douchebag beating the crap out of someone, I don't think is the wrong thing to do. Like, you just... We should be able to keep an eye on those who keep an eye on us.
And also, I mean, again, back to that was they're relying on a law from 1968 when, you know, the handheld camera was a 16 millimeter camera with no sound.
And everything was on record.
And yeah. And I mean, it's a completely different world out there. You got to adjust the laws, you know, and every year where there's like the list of laws that are outdated, you know, you can't wear a purple shirt in public on a Sunday in Alabama.
You can't marry a cow in a bathtub.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing. It's just one of those laws. It just needs to be updated. It needs to be updated for the 21st century.
But do you think the unions are going to stand in the way that police officers have some sort of protection afforded by this? They're not going to let it happen.
Well, then take it off public streets. You know, if you've got to dig a plastic bag out of some dude's face, throw him in the back of the van then get it out.
Or maybe just say it's a little too much effort.
Like, or, you know, I mean, or just clear the area. I mean, I feel like they have the authority to just turn to people and.
But do they? That's the question I had when I was thinking about this. If I'm taking video of an officer being abusive, and they start saying clear the area, when do I really have to clear the area? Because I don't see any police tape.
They could probably explain it away as we were trying to. It was a dangerous situation. And, you know, and it may very well be if they're trying to wrestle a firearm away from somebody,
right.
You know, that's a dangerous situation. You want to clear, you know, innocent bystanders out of, you know, so explain it away that way rather than saying you can't videotape me.
But how far away is safe? Because I really am for people videotaping acts like this. It's like the guys who do it when they get pulled over for speeding.
Mm-hmm. Same deal. Keep everybody in. They're fine.
There was a child just grabbed my arm.
Just perched on your shoulder there for a second. They're really all right, honey. Don't worry about it.
We're not getting paid for this.
No. Yeah. This is only for our personal enjoyment. It'll be hilarious later. But yeah, I can really see both sides of the coin here. Really, what you got to do is just rewrite the law. And make it make sense for the 21st century as opposed to 1968.
I think it all comes down to common sense, because I can see where an officer who's just doing his job properly, following the letter, has some, you know, nosy Nessie with their cell phone in his face the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to get annoying. You're going to be like, look back off.
It's going to be annoying, and also that person may be inciting more of a problem.
Right.
You know?
Firing up whoever's, you know, on the receiving end of the arrest.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And all of a sudden...
But there's cameras in cruisers now. So, you know, when microphone, you know, I think there's the amount of like a shotgun mic in the front of the car. So, you know, there's plenty of, you know, cop chase TV shows
you've seen on
True TV. Yeah, exactly.
You ever fallen into the vortex of that? There's like a marathon.
My personal favorite was, remember the FedEx truck slid on ice and missed the trooper? It came around.
Inches?
He was standing
next to it. Did it clip his gun?
And he just kind of like leaned up against the car like this, and the entire back of the 18-wheeler like just barely missed it.
There was one where some guy was joyriding, and you could only see it out of the corner of the camera. Mm-hmm. So basically the corner of your eye. The car goes off the road, hits one of those driveways that's raised, you know, it's got the pipe for the water runoff, launches it 30 feet into the air, into a tree, and it lands like nose down and rolls onto its hood. I mean, you think you have some driving skill until you launch your car off the road into a tree.
There are entertainment opportunities here that we may very well be missing. if you don't allow people to videotape cops. But I mean, there's cameras everywhere. There's cameras in people's pockets. There's cameras mounted to buildings. There's cameras everywhere. We're all under surveillance, and we just got to deal with it.
I just like to flash cameras, really. Shirt comes up every time I see a CCTV anywhere. I'm like, hey.
There was a great photobomb moment from New Year's Eve, and it's on one of – it might be on Hotstock's Facebook page, where I'm like shoveling a chicken wing in my mouth.
Yes, that's one of my favorite pictures ever. You're wearing glasses.
That's exactly right. I'm wearing Johnny's glasses, and I'm shoving a chicken wing in my face. Photobombing is the best.
You're an animal. I guess appropriately enough, the first song I went with is by Bad Religion.
No, they hate the man.
I went with A Walk because it's just been stuck in my head for the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line in it that's I'm gonna build an empire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm,
that works.
Works for this podcast, I guess.
All right. Well, straight from the Dogtail Boy.
That was really serious talk. I don't know why we got so serious about it.
I was kind of hoping we could save that for the second portion, but
well, I dove right in. You left the window open.
I'm going for a walk.
Okay, there you go. One of the smartest men making rock and roll music today. They're still together, right? Bad Religion still.
Yeah, Graffin's official. Pretty much the only one that's been there since 1980 on. So yeah. However many years that is, 30 now.
Mm-hmm. We're old.
One of the smartest guys in rock. I mean, he's got a PhD, teaches at UCLA, and it just makes you look up words when you listen to their songs. And that's why I really liked it, because they were 2.5 minutes long, but smart.
Well, the only person that really screws that up, because you've got Greg Geffen, you've got Milo Ackerman from The Descendants.
Yeah, right? Descendants. He's a research biochemist in his free time.
And isn't Dexter Holland from The Offspring like some kind of doctor or something?
Yes, Milo is a PhD in biochemistry. Let me look up Dexter. How do you spell his last name, like the country?
Holland, H-O-L-A-N-D.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I'm pretty sure he has a doctorate in something. Let's see.
Just is it right? Because that band makes such stupid music. I don't get it.
Well, listen, where is they don't have it in the headline for him, but I'm pretty sure he's also the owner of Nitro Records, which is where he made a mint.
Well, that Offspring Smash is the best selling independent album of all time.
And that's on his record label.
That's his.
Let's see. He abandoned his PhD in favor of focusing on the Offspring. Mm-hmm. Bachelor's degree in biology, master's in molecular biology, both from University of South California. So he's like this close to a PhD, yeah. But he said, I'm going to make a shit ton of money
yeah.
playing punk rock songs.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go work with a guy named Noodles.
And make a lot of money.
And make a lot of money making music.
It'd be interesting to see what Bad Religion has to say about what's going on in the Bay State right now with this special election.
Well, you know who's not making a lot of money is one Chris Ferrone. He works over at the Phoenix, onlinethephoenix.com. And he and actually Carly Carioli posted this earlier. Boston.com briefly put up a map of the final results of today's election some 8 hours before polls closed. Over 2 million people voted. Martha Coakley eking out a 50-49 victory. The map was fully interactive. You could roll over and get town by town results at 12:30.
How did they do that?
Yeah, they know all. They see all over there at Boston.com.
Polls are open till 8. I'm guessing by the time Charlie gets around to posting this to the EmpireRadio.tumblr.com, the election will be over. It's going to be closer to midnight. But so we should have the results.
Well, now that I don't have to go to hockey practice.
Are you going to get this up before the election results?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Did you vote yet? See how noncommittal he is? I did vote. Did you?
Not yet.
Are you going to? Yeah, probably.
We talked about doing it earlier today and just, you know, we were watching children and all this other shit was going on. But I think it's really important. And my wife's super right wing mom and stepdad don't even live in this effing state and have been sending her text messages and Facebook messages and emails about how important it is for her to vote. I think not knowing which way her vote was going to go. Actually, I'm not even sure I know which way Lindsay's vote was going to go. But I mean, it's a national. I mean, Colbert was talking about it last night. Jon Stewart was talking about it last night. And you know,
because it's a vote that can work towards filibusters against Obama's healthcare package. And filibusters have been through the roof. I saw a chart earlier; like they're 10 times more than they've ever been. Like they're just screwing off in Congress to try to screw Obama over. Mm-hmm. And this just gives them another pawn to use in that.
Yeah, basically, it'll push the filibuster over if what's his fuck gets in.
Scott Brown.
That'll put it to 44. But if Coakley makes it in, it'll put it up to 61 votes, which should hopefully kind of smooth things out.
And listen, neither one of them is a gem. Neither one of them is a keeper.
Not really.
I mean, Coakley's involved with that stuff back with the sexual assault with the police officer. Mm-hmm. There's nude pictures of Brown somewhere from, mm-hmm, I think Esquire, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Or some magazine. Mm-hmm. And he's just a pawn in all of this. They all are. And he tried, I don't understand independents who try to play themselves off, or Republicans who say they were independents, mm-hmm, or Democrat. Mm-hmm. You don't go from one to the other. It's just not the natural progression.
Yeah.
You can.
Joe Lieberman.
Yeah. You don't go, oh, all of
prick
a sudden. And wait a minute. You say your in-laws are really Republican.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The girlfriend's family, I love them to death. They're very nice people. They're great. They make meals for me. They have me over. But I've learned to shut my mouth when it comes to, mm-hmm, politics because they are Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear the, and I told her this the other day, I'm like, to hear the things they say about how Obama's opened the coffers and like everybody's just grabbing gold from Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that, but that's the...
It's the perception.
And I did not want to get into it. Because the week before, I'd argued with her whether or not that Spaz comic strip is Calvin and Hobbes new.
Okay.
She was trying to convince me that Bill Watterson is back, drawing under a pseudonym, drawing Calvin and Hobbes. Have you seen this comic strip?
There are all kinds of conspiracy theories. Yeah, I know.
It's not. Bill Watterson is retired, living in the woods of New England, and he'll never draw again. But this character kind of looks like Calvin, and there's an obvious influence.
Sure.
So anyway, I agreed with her about a comic strip the week before. I figured I'd stay out of the political realm with them.
Yeah.
But what is it? Why aren't I attracted to a super liberal Democrat?
Well, it's not really her. It's not really her fault. Is she? I mean, the thing about her is she works in finance.
Yeah.
So she almost has to be.
She's fiscally Republican. I think socially.
She doesn't care. I think that's also our generation and our era, as opposed to her parents' generation and her era. Is, you know, we're used to the queers. You know, like we're used to the gays. We're used to all this. I mean, we're the ones that grew up with Will and Grace. You know, where they just didn't. My dad's the same way. Has voted Republican. I think party line like his entire life. But this last presidency, I never thought in a million years I would hear my dad say anything negative about the Republican Party. And he was like, you know, the mess that Bush made of not just the country, but of the Republican Party specifically, pissed him off. And I think a lot of these people like should be pissed off.
I think what happens is a lot of people don't do research anymore. You just said at party lines. People pick a side, and it's like it's a video game for them.
But what is Glenn Beck telling me to do tonight?
Exactly. And you got to take the time to research and figure things out. Like, I'm no party line guy. Like, I obviously, do I lean Republican? Yeah. Mm. I mean, Democratic, oof, what just happened there? But if somebody does something wrong or is completely coming from the wrong way, they're not going to get my vote. I don't care what color their flag is or what they're touting. But doesn't this brown guy, isn't he anti-gay marriage? Some of the reports I had, at least early on.
I say, yeah. And the other thing is who, there's so many media outlets and so many, who do you even believe about any of
the Daily Show?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Daily Show really seems to be the only one that really, like, I mean, because I look at the, you know, I look at the Huffington Post, I listen to NPR. So what am I getting?
Right. You're getting falling over to the left all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Huffington Post. What is it? The Daily Coast?
Yeah, the Daily Coast. So, you know, I mean, of course, you only want to hear what you want to hear, and you only believe what you want to believe. I mean, my in-laws went out before Obama was sworn in. They went out and bought guns because they were certain that Obama was going to, like, outlaw guns. You know,
hasn't
it's just
happened
like,
yet.
No,
and a lot of what's happening is Obama is getting blamed for this mess that Congress is making. Like, all the fingers are pointing at him. Look, he can't get this done. Well, it's people just crossing their arms and having a fit in Congress saying, I don't like this, so I'm not going to work with you. And the plan that he put out there has been, you know, picked apart by Congress because he's trying to make concessions, and all of a sudden it's something that doesn't even resemble what he wanted to do. And that's all they wanted. That's all their plan is. And dear, I love your family. I hope someday they're my in-laws. Don't take this the wrong way. It's because they're Republicans. I think they're great.
Really, the highlight of this entire thing has been the picture of Barney Frank wearing a pair of Uggs. That's really what it's come down to, is somebody whipped out their camera phone and took a picture of Barney Frank wearing his Uggs in the snow yesterday. Totally worth it.
Are guys allowed to wear Uggs? I guess gay guys are.
Yeah, I think Barney Frank gets passed.
He can do whatever he wants because he's bananas.
You picked another song for today?
Oh, you want another one from me?
Yeah, sure. Well, you said you had two.
I have a second Bad Religion song because I was in the mood.
Yeah, all Bad Religion all the time is fine by me. It's our damn broadcast. We can do what we want.
It's called The Empire Strikes First. It's a little later on in the career of
Bad
Religion.
Didn't they have an album with The Empire in it?
Yeah, I believe that's the title track.
Yeah, okay. That's what
I don't know, Charlie. You're asking me questions that I don't know all the answers to. I'm not the Bad Religion historian, but
you're
I'm
the one that
sure
had Digital Boy on your license
well, that
plate.
Was a few,
I expected it from you.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. The Empire Strikes First. I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, that was it. The Empire Strikes First is the 13th studio album from Bad Religion, released back in 2004.
Is that the one that has the Hills of Los Angeles?
It is. I love that song. Sinister Rouge, Los Angeles is Burning, Let Them Eat War.
I like that song too.
Oh, that song's great. I saw them with Rise Against, and the lead singer Rise Against came out and did the kind of rap part. And
that's cool.
It was fantastic.
All right, well, here you go. Another Bad Religion song for today.
And little did you know, Eddie Vedder appeared on Recipe for Hate.
Seriously?
Not making that up, back in the day.
We strike first! good though, huh?
Yeah.
My wife rated the like a Super 88, I think, and came back with all this like weird shit. One of the things is fried garlic. And I just told her that that's what Big Jim's poop smell like. Which I made like little wheat pita pizzas. So, did you see the message we got from Eric earlier today about the Boston Comic Convention that we're going to in April?
Yes. Let me pull up the correct email address. Do you have to crunch on the microphone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where is it? What does it say? Read it. There it is. I got it right here. No, I don't. I don't know where it is. Here we go. Yeah, no, I found it.
What happened to you? Are you all right?
So for that Boston show in April, I think I got a nifty surprise lined up for the booth. I mean, what's an empire without a slave Leia? I'm excited about this. It's 3 months away.
Well, what are the chances of us getting a slave Leia that's as good looking as Hotstock was in her slave Leia costume?
I'll be happy if we can just take a step down from Hotstock and maybe have Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone who looks like that.
A step down.
You like that? Listen.
Does she still have that costume or does she have to take it back?
Oh, no, we still have it. We bought it. It was a $40 one.
We still have it. I like how you put that.
Listen, I had to cover my ass just in case she's mad about the whole Republican parents talk.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, that slave Leia costume.
Amen.
So you want to run through the... did you get the email? We got another message, a picture of the... No, it was a Twitter message. The link to the picture of Fudgy the Whale.
Yes, the Fudgy the Whale keeps coming. I just wanted to let you know, by the way, we were talking about Bad Religion. Eddie Vedder appearing on American Jesus and Watch It Die.
Oh, okay.
Which are both off of Recipe for Hate. If you don't own them, you should.
I really like The Gray Race, and I think that was an album that didn't get the exposure that it should have.
People hated it at first. When that record came out, it hated it. And that's what A Walk is off of, that one we played earlier. I wasn't a huge fan at first either, but it really grew on me. I love all their records, though. I mean, you go see them live, and they'll play every record in a half hour.
Yeah.
They play all their songs live, like, twice as fast. Mm. They can cram in their entire catalog in no time at all.
I thought The Gray Race was great, but that's what I do with every band, is whatever album is everybody's least favorite is the one that I like the most.
And you're the only one, really.
I'm a contrarian. I gotta be a pain in the ass.
People
I
really
be.
Did not like The Gray Race. I'm trying to pull it up right quick so I can see what else was on it, because it is a good record. Them and Us, mm-hmm. A Walk, Punk Rock Song, mm-hmm. which is a great song, and we could finish with that if I can find it quickly. Drunk Sincerity is another good one. I mean, it's an okay record. It's not my favorite, but it does have some Bad Religion staples, being A Walk and Punk Rock Song, easily.
Yeah.
So, we got that picture of Fudgy the Whale, which, of course, ties into the FTW line. Do you know the number yet?
Nope. 617-291-1491.
617-299-1541.
I think I got a lot of the numbers right.
All in the wrong order. Soon, I guess you'll get it eventually.
Apparently, I am stupid because I really don't know how to use this thing. The first time they called, it asked me for my name, and I said, I'm just calling because, and then it tried to connect me.
It's not hard.
And it didn't do that this time, so I was very confused. Anyway, I'm just calling because I had a fun story to share. At work today, I had a 4-year-old girl tell me that she was on MySpace and ask me, in Spanish, mind you, if I had a MySpace page as well. And I just thought that was hilarious and awkward because I don't doubt for 1 minute that she does have a MySpace page. And it's a very frightening thought. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
What do you do when a 5-year-old asks you if you have a MySpace page?
What parent lets their child of 5 be on the internet net like that, period?
Yeah, don't they have, like, programs that'll only let the kids go to, you know, like, kid pages, like Nickelodeon or whatever, the Buggles, or what are those things called? The Muggles?
Wiggles. There's a kid-only browser. I think it's called Bumper Car. And there's also, it's basically like a plug-in for Firefox that I downloaded at one point and have since forgotten how to use. That's also for the children. So you basically just go through and approve certain websites, and that's as far as they can go. They can't go beyond those websites.
Whitehouse.com, not on that list.
Not on that list.
Let's see where this lady keeps rambling to.
And I hope you guys have a great, well, I was going to say a long weekend, but I guess every weekend's a long weekend now.
Yeah, it is.
Every day's Saturday when you're doing time. Is your wife doing graffiti behind me? I heard something spraying.
No, she's washing her hands.
She's tagging the... Oh, it's just the faucet. I thought it was like a spray can.
Is that too soon? Sorry, that was probably really insensitive. Anyway, well, I hope you guys have a great time at the comic book thing tomorrow.
We did.
And I look forward to your future podcast. Bye.
That's one that didn't make the purge. I had some leftover from our last podcast.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
That was before we did the Comic-Con. Let's see what else we got.
Ed. Boy, you sure make it hard enough to find you. I just wanted to say I miss you, and I saw you out last night, and wondering... You're out with this girl, and I think this is right, but if you could just confirm, was she a great big fat person?
It's not nice. I don't know who you could be referring to, sir.
We don't see Ed with fat girls anymore.
Never, ever.
Ever since Hotstock came along.
You imply that I was before.
Yeah, no, pretty much all of your girlfriends have been in pretty good shape.
Company,
better shape than you.
The company I keep. I roll with attractive people. You and, Fletcher being the exception.
Hey, guys. Campbell here. Just listen to the podcast.
Wait a minute. I hate to stop this call. Your wife is dropping more whole wheat pizza
on the
table.
Yeah, keep eating, big fella.
I'm trying to get in shape. I've
gone
to the gym. Sunday, Monday, I took yesterday off because I could barely lift my arms. Or I guess today off. So Sunday, Monday, took today off. I'm going tomorrow. I can't eat like this.
Well, here, look. I can give you, if you want to feel better about eating this, number one, they're whole wheat pitas, so they're better for you. They're probably multigrain, like whole wheat, whatever. The pasta sauce has no high fructose corn syrup in it because my wife will not buy anything high fructose corn syrup.
Wow, you need to do shopping for me because that's a win. It's hard to find anything without that.
So as healthy as mini pita pizzas could be, these are.
And it doesn't taste like cardboard.
No, they're good. They're
surprisingly
delicious.
Surprisingly good.
And did you put the fried garlic on this one, too? There's the fried garlic from the Area 88 or whatever the place is called. And then the cheese, I'm sure, is something. What's the cheese? Is it
goat cheese?
Shredded.
No,
all right, mozzarella.
It's real cheese.
Yeah.
I love your wife's fat dog begging at her feet,
it's
by
pathetic.
The way.
Pathetic. Hey, come here. There's some cheese on the floor over here you can eat. Right, no, right there. Right under your nose.
Hey, guys. Campbell here. Just listen to the podcast from Saturday at the Nerd Convention. Heard there might be a pirate station in the works. Gonna have to let us know how far that's gonna reach if that ever happens. Kind of up here in the New Hampshire area. So
not there.
Hopefully I'll get that, but the podcasts are going good. Keep it strong, guys. Raleigh.
Yeah, the pirate radio station will not reach New Hampshire. However, the interwebs will, and we've actually talked to a couple different people about streaming,
about doing live shows on a regular basis at a regular time, taking calls. Charlie's got a wife and kids, and ever since the fourth happened, Charlie's wife has seized the opportunity to put him to work, so we have to work around the family schedule,
dude. Like between the daily family stuff, but. I'm like the king of the odd job now between taking pictures for Stuff Magazine still, which is very kind of them to do. And then a friend of a friend has lost his license for reasons we don't have to get into here, but that Ed is familiar with. So I'm going to drive him around twice a week. I'm calling that driving Miss David. so there's all kinds of like random things that I've been contracted out to do by very nice people. And don't think I'm fronting because it's, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there.
What's funny is they mentioned the pirate radio station. We've got a ton of encouraging emails about that, saying, let us know when you do it. Like, I want to get arrested. I want to deal with the FCC.
Well, really, what happens is the first time they come knocking on the door, they say, hey, knock it off. The second time they come to the door, they have to come to the door, they take all your shit.
Oh.
The third time they have to come to the door, that's when they arrest you.
Oh, well, we can at least go twice, right?
So, yeah. And it's not like we're putting a 5,000-watt station on the air. I mean, it's going to be 5 watts, and it's going to be from the top of Beacon Hill at Hotstock's place. So, really, if the hammer comes down, she's going to be the one that takes the hit, not us.
She's
a Republican and deserves it.
I did not say that, dear.
Hey, guys. So, it's Kimberly, and it is my birthday, January 19th. And I just wanted to report that what I got to do on my birthday today was A, work, B, go out in this schlubby weather and vote, and C, happen upon a free H1N1 shot clinic.
Hot.
So I got that too. So lovely, lovely birthday things to me. Hope you guys are having fun. Bye.
You don't have to worry about the swine flu anymore, because as we learned at Deep Ellum, the swine flu is now the green line.
Big day for Kimberly, though.
I know, right?
Happy birthday, Kimberly. Sorry it sucks like this out there, but there's not much we can do about it, and the election will be over tomorrow, so just celebrate
tomorrow. When's your birthday? Your birthday is what, April?
April 6th.
So I've got a February birthday.
Mine's on a Tuesday this year.
My birthday looks like this every year. Like, that's just, you know, how many parties did I have to cancel when I was a kid because the weather was shit?
I think mine is like this Tuesday after Easter. So it goes Easter, Monday, my birthday. So it's kind of, you know, anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's kind of a wash. Yeah, same thing with...
It's the battle of the deities, me versus Jesus. So that was the FTW line.
Oh, that was it? Oh, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It's a short one. I didn't feel like recording anymore. We kind of haphazardly threw today together because the weather really threw a monkey wrench in everything. And then the children's being around because the election. 617-299-1541. Charlie, what's that number again?
617-291-1450.
617-299-1541.
617-299-1457.
I'm going to stab you. You're going to end up with a slice of this pita pizza on your face and a fork in your neck.
Anything to make you nuts. Well, it's like when you ask somebody, oh, what's your phone number? They're like, oh, I never call myself.
You have to look it up on your phone.
You have to look it up on your phone. I've never been that way, but even so, I'll figure this out. But I never call it because, you know, we're the ones that are checking it. So, well, thanks for making the trip. And we will have to do, because we got some encouragement to do a live from the Five Guys, which almost happened today.
And I'm all for it. We're going to work on another one of the unemployed luncheons, but it might be a little later in the day, like a happy hour thing on a Friday when everybody can make it out.
That sounds awesome. So we will hopefully see you then.
Are we going to go out on a song? Somebody was commenting in the somebody sent me a comment saying that we should go out on a song or at least a finisher, because we haven't done that.
We can do that. That's fine. I don't know. Do we want to do Bad Religion again?
This comes from Chris. You need to do a finisher or something. It's weird that the podcast just ends in silence. Maybe end with Obi-Wan saying, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can imagine, or something like that.
I can do that. I can go get that right now.
Done and done.
The internet.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.